story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
2470 West Mason, Sam's Club. Check the welfare of a pink-haired female wearing a green sweatshirt and cowboy boots. This states though, walking towards Walmart, not wearing any underwear, so I'm assuming she doesn't have pants on either. Engine 421 Pebble Avenue, this is going to be for a party that's going on here. They moved a lit fire pit into their garage. Be sending officers as well. There's a male that's holding a sign that says, too ugly to be a stripper. He's a male, white, wearing a hat, and he has a beard, a jacket, and blue jeans, and he's also yelling at vehicles that are passing by.
The Red Envoy, the male driver's going to be a Brett Farmer impersonator.
You dumbass.
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 What a dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
Good morning and welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update. We're going to deputize a couple of people first. I want to thank Debbie for sending this in. It's actually not a crime, but Debbie found this meme, and she says that she has been a longtime fan of the Morning KLH. We appreciate that, and it's a meme that shows Red from that 70s show. You know that guy, Kurtwood Smith, the actor?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It says, lumber shortage, worker shortage, rubber shortage, gas shortage. You know what we don't have a shortage of right now? Dumbasses.
He's an ass, and he's dumb. He's a dumbass.
Thank you, Debbie. And we got this one in from Irv. Irv in Waukesha. This is from the Waukesha Freeman Police Blotter. May 13th, 3:21 p.m. A male reportedly strapped a samurai sword to his back and was walking around and talking to himself in the hotel in the 2800 block of Gulf Road. Police reported the intoxicated man, was wearing a coconut bra and flamingo shorts. He had grabbed a pool toy to bring to the water park. Yeah.
There's more to that story.
There certainly is.
A lot more.
Yeah.
I don't want to know it.
Flamingo shorts.
And a samurai sword?
Yeah.
I don't want to know anymore.
Mm-mm. That's about all you need to know, really. City of Waukesha for the next one, May 9. A woman called 911 to report that she had put $20 on her dining room table and it vanished. She requested that the 911 dispatcher send, quote, magicians to work their magic. She wanted the ghosts who live there expelled, and she wants her $20 back.
Oh, yeah. So she just set it on the dining room table and it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to that story.
Way more. City of Baraboo, May 9, police received a call from the Ho-Chunk Casino parking lot. The caller said, I'm currently looking at a black VW Beetle driving through the parking lot using flashlights for headlights.
That's illegal.
Yeah. Right. From Ozaukee County. From Grafton, actually. Rescue at the Lion's Den Gorge Nature Preserve. Missing man now found on the beach with a leg injury, possibly fell down the bluff. Port Washington Bluff Rescue Team requested. Then the follow-up is, patient is able to walk. Patient is suspected of being intoxicated. Patient has a minor cut and is now refusing medical care. The sheriff's department canceled the EMS.
What a dumbass.
He needs to go sleep it off.
From Kenosha County. May 20th, 7:08 p.m. Caller unhappy about the kids using chalk to make happy pictures on the sidewalk. Caller states, quote, it will lead to spray painting in the future.
What?
What is it? Chalk is like the gateway.
To spray paint?
Mm-hmm.
Get off my lawn.
Right.
Wow, that is...
I know, right? Brown County Dispatch. Speaking of lawns, check it out.
The neighbor's dogs are urinating on the complainant's property, killing their lawns.
Not good.
Like, what part of his property? Is someone just going for a walk with their dog and he happens to...
The neighbor's dogs are urinating on the complainant's property, killing their lawns.
There you go. And one more from Brown County Dispatch. Listen to this.
Clinton was outside with their puppy when the neighbor came over, grabbed the dog by the collar, and bit the dog's nose.
The guy bit the dog's nose. Listen.
Clinton was outside with their puppy when the neighbor came over, grabbed the dog by the collar, and bit the dog's nose.
Unbelievable. Man bites dog.
I have my dog's newspaper's headline says that exact thing.
What do you mean newspaper's
Her
headline?
Her squeaky toy newspaper.
Oh,
that's the headline.
Squeaky toy newspaper?
Man bites dog.
Man bites dog. Well, there it is.
Came
right
true
there.
Today.
It did come true. Speaking of, here's Jim Gaffigan.
These poor dogs. We just attach these points of view on these poor dogs. Like dog is man's best friend. How desperate are humans?
We're best friends, right?
Dog's like, well, aren't we different species?
But we're best friends forever.
You know, you locked me in the house all day. With nothing but a bowl of water. You'd think you let your best friend sit on the couch.
We're best friends. Now put on this fireman's outfit. We're gonna do a photo shoot for Instagram.
You know, sometimes when you sleep, I think about eating your face. But I get it. I love dogs too. I love animals. We all have the friend that announces they love animals in a way that implies the rest of us are drowning kittens.
Yeah, but I love animals.
Well, that's a pretty exclusive group of just you and anyone who's not a serial killer.
Yeah, but I just get along with animals better.
Or humans don't like you.